Likutei Halachos, we're in Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Yayin Nesach, Halacha Beis, Paragraph Dalet. We dedicate the learning today, Liilui Nishmas, Tuvia b'Rabbi Yisrael Yitzchak, Yerachmiel Daniel ben Gedalia, and Rosa bas Itamar, and also for a complete Refuah Shleima for all those that need it, B'Soch Shar Chol Yisrael. We're in the middle of speaking about wine, Yayin Nesach, kosher wine, non-kosher wine. Rav Nosson Zal says now, v'zeh b'chinas kois shel birchas hamozon. Based on what we've been learning so far, based on chapter 60 in the Likutei Moran, we'll understand the significance of the cup of wine that's used for birchas hamozon. There are different customs of what people do regarding benching with a kois. There are some people that even when they have a mezuman, when they have three people, they'll use a kois, a cup of wine, for birchas hamozon. There are some people that will only do that on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Generally, what I've seen from my rabbis is, if there's a minyan, if you have a minyan of people benching together, whether it's Shabbos, Yom Tov, even during the week, when there's a special occasion, a siyum, any type of thing, it's preferred to have a kois shel bracha, it's called, a cup of blessing. It's something very, very special. The Zohar HaKadosh writes a lot about it, and it's a privilege to drink wine from the Kois Shel Bracha. And there's also a halacha, a custom, to send Kois Shel Bracha to the wife, something special for the wife to be able to taste from the Kois Shel Bracha. Rav Nosson Zal says, Ki ha-maychol mevi l'sheino l'famim kanal b'may marnal. Because we know that food, which is supposed to energize a person, it's supposed to give a person strength and wake a person up, but sometimes food has the opposite effect. It puts a person to sleep. As Rabbi Nizal points out over there in Torah Samach, in the story of Choyne Amagol, V'al kein tzrichin levorech birchas hamozon. This is why, after we finish eating, we have to recite these special brachos, birchas hamozon, ki birchas hamozon hu bechinas his oyerus hashena. Because birchas hamozon, which we call benching, benching wakes a person up from sleep. Because by us blessing Hashem over the fact that Hashem created a certain food, and we broadcast this message that Hashem created everything, that's what turns on and activates the spiritual life energy that's found in that food. And that's related to waking up from sleep. Ki ikar hashena alidei histalkus hachius. Because what sleep is really all about is that the life of the person leaves. The Gemara refers to sleep as 1/60th of death. And we're told when a person goes to sleep, the neshama leaves, the soul leaves. The soul is the battery, the source of spiritual life of the person. Avol kishem evorach en Hashem yizborach. However, when we bless Hashem, umegalen shashem yizborach broi, and we broadcast this message that Hashem created everything we ate, ma'oyerin hachius sheboisay hadavar. By doing that, we activate the life, the spiritual life energy that's found in that food. Shezeo b'chinas his oiros hashena. That's a concept of waking up from sleep. V'alkein tzrichin levorech birchas hamozon al kois yayin daiko. And now you'll understand the significance of reciting birchas hamozon over a cup of wine. Ki ikar his oiros hashena hu daiko al yidei bracha al yidei hayayin. Because as we just explained, the concept of waking up from sleep is accomplished by two things. One is the bracha, blessing Hashem, recognizing Hashem related to this food. And number two is wine. Ki ein hadin nimtak ela b'sharosh kanal. Because as we stressed in the previous year, when you want to sweeten a din, when you want to address negativity, you have to go to the negativity to address it. And wine, we learned earlier, wine is red, wine is dinim, v'zeh, and this is what the Gemara says in Psachim, v'zeh b'chinas kois shel bracha, l'toivo mitztarif, l'ro einoy mitztarif. the cup of wine that we're using for Birkas HaMazon only counts for the good, not for the bad. The Gemara there speaks about the concept of zugois. The Gemara says there's a concept where if a person drinks two cups of wine, two or four or six, the sitra achra is able to attach itself to zugois. Zugois means pairs. And this is why the Gemara says a person should avoid zugois. However, the Gemara also says that this applies only to those people who are afraid of this. If a person doesn't think about it at all, it won't harm him. However, there is this concept of zugois, and the Gemara points out that the cup of Birkas HaMazon during the Seder night, that cup is the third cup of wine that we drink. Now, we're going to be having a fourth cup afterwards. So if this is number three, it's going to make the fourth cup number four, which means we're dealing with pairs. The Gemara says, don't worry. The kois shel Birkas HaMazon only becomes part of the count for blessing, not for negativity. Regarding negativity, it's not part of the count at all. It doesn't count. Ki af al pi shehayayin kol mishtei bechinos kanal, because although we learned earlier that wine has both sides to it, a positive side and a negative side. V'yicholo hasheno lehizgaber beyoyser al yidei hayayin chas v'shom kanal, and wine can really put a person to sleep if they drink the wrong amount or the wrong way. Aval kois shel bracha einoi mitztaref rak letoiva. The Gemara makes it perfectly clear that this cup of wine that you're using, if you're using it for Birkas HaMazon, it will only add blessing. It'll only add positive energy, no negative energy. Dahainu lebechinas his oirus hashen ekanal. It'll help awaken the person. No negative effects, such as sleep, where the brain shuts down. Because by the fact that we're organizing blessings over this cup of wine, we're reciting the blessings of Birkas HaMazon while holding this cup of wine, that ensures that the wine is plugging into the side of holiness. And as a result of that, this wine will help awaken the person from sleep, not the opposite. Paragraph A. And this is why the Torah warns us to be careful, to guard the wine, that a non-Jew shouldn't touch it. The terminology that's used in the Gemara and Halacha is maga, mi maga daiko, ki hanegiyo hu bechinas asiya kanal. Because as we learned in the previous year, touching is with the hands. The hands are associated with asiya, which is the lowest level, like the 6 days of the week. Sheishes yomim tasim alocha. V'al kein, al yidei maga akum, shu bechinas shivin anpen chashuchin, keneged shivin ponim latorah kanal, and therefore, by a non-Jew touching this, they represent the 70 dark faces, which are opposite the 70 faces of light of the Torah. Al kein, al yidei negiyosam b'ayayin, nimshach hayayin lebechinas asiya, bechinas shena, shehi histalkus hashivin ponim. And therefore, by the non-Jew touching the wine, he's drawing the wine towards, in the direction of asiya, in the direction of sleep, shehi, which is a disconnect from the 70 faces of the Torah, from the 70 lights. Paragraph of, v'zeh bechinas kois shel bracha, tzorich sheyitein einav boy. And this is why the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch tell us that this cup of wine that's being used for Birkas HaMazon, the one that's holding that wine is supposed to look at the wine. And the wording is, noisein einav boy. He gives his eyes into it. He places his eyes into it. Rav Nosson Zal says, note, einav daika, the eye. The Hebrew word for eye is ayin, which is 70. Zeh bechina shivin ponim letoirah. This relates to those 70 faces of the Torah. Sheklulin bekois shel bracha, which are included in this cup of wine that's being used for Birkas HaMazon. This yayin is 70. This yayin It's called Yeino Shel Torah, the wine of the Torah, the 70 lights of the Torah. Shezel Bechinas Hisoirus Hashena. This is a concept of waking up from sleep. Paragraph Zion. V'al Kenom Rabbi Seinuzal, and this is why the Gemara tells us, Psiyo Gaso Noiteles Moir Enov Shel Adam. A person who takes large steps during the week, during the weekdays, when it's not for a mitzvah, it's not for running to shul or running to do a mitzvah, it detracts 1/500th of the person's vision. And the Gemara says, Umahadarle Bikidusha de Beishimshi. The way to restore that, to repair that, is during the Kiddush Friday night. Kalyidei HaKiddush Alayayin Nimshach Bechinas Shivim Panim Kanal. Because by making Kiddush over wine, we're drawing those 70 faces of the Torah, the 70 lights of the Torah. V'alidezeh Niskadesh Oyer Ho'inayim. And through this, we elevate the light of the eyes. V'zeh Bechinas Shivim Tevin Sheyesh B'Kiddush Al Shabbos. And this explains also why in the Friday night Kiddush, those that say Nusach Sfard, there are exactly 70 words in the Kiddush. In Vayechulu, there's 35 words, and in the Brachas afterwards, there's 35 words. The Zohar Kodesh points this out. Hainu Bechinas Hashivim Ponem LaTorah, corresponding to these 70 interpretations of the Torah. Shenim Shochin Alidei HaKiddush, which we draw upon ourselves by making Kiddush. Shezel Bechinas Hisoirus Hashena Kaniskaleo. And this is all a concept of waking up from sleep. Person wakes up from sleep, they open their eyes. Sleep is closing your eyes, waking up is opening your eyes. I've mentioned this in the past, but it's an opportunity to quote my Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld Zechariah Levracha, that when a person is making Kiddush Friday night, we know that the candles are supposed to be on the table. And according to the Zohar Kodesh, a woman is supposed to light 2 candles, 2 times Nair, Nair is 250, 2 times Nair is 500. And therefore, when we recite the first part of the Kiddush, the Yoim HaShishi, now note, it starts from Vayere Vayvoiker, Yoim HaShishi, because Yoim HaShishi is the last words of a pasuk. You can't stop, so you're supposed to say Vayere Vayvoiker silently, and then raise your voice, Yoim HaShishi Vayechulu HaShamayim. The first letters of Yoim HaShishi Vayechulu HaShamayim are Yud Kei Vav Kei, the name of Hashem. And then when you're reciting that first paragraph up until the bracha, you're supposed to be looking at the candles, at these 2 candles, which are this 500, which will restore anything that's lacking, any of these 500 units of vision that a person might have lost during the weekdays is restored by looking at the candles. Then when you make the bracha, Boyer Pri Agofen, you're supposed to be looking at the wine. That's when you're placing your eyes into the wine. You're looking at the wine for that bracha and for the following bracha after that. If a person has to look into the Siddur, that takes preference. But to be aware that during Kiddush, this is what's taking place. A major, major tikkun for the eyes. Now, Rav Nosson Zal adds, paragraph Ches, Ayin b'maiso harishoina shall sefer ha-maisius. Take a look at the first one of the 13 stories in Sipure Maisius. Dahainu ha-maiso mi bas melech shenevda, the story of the lost princess. Shom mevoyer, there Rabbeinu Zal explains, shal yidei hayayin noifun l'sheina, that by drinking wine the wrong way, at the wrong time, a person falls into sleep. Ki hasheni lamelech al yidei shloi nizhar mishtias yayin kasher hiziroi se habas melech, because the viceroy to the king, because he wasn't careful not to drink wine like the princess told him, aydeze nofa l'shena gedoyla, this resulted in him falling into a very deep sleep, at sheyoshen shivim shana, to the point where he slept for 70 years, which means he slept away his whole life. Ayin Shom Heitev, study that story well. Ki yesh shenoiflim chas v'shom v'bechinas shena shivim shana. V'bechinas hamaymar michoine hamagol hamuva b'maymar posach Rabbi Shimon anal. because we know that there are people who sleep away their whole lifetime, their whole 70 years. As Rabbeinu Zal discusses over there in chapter 60 in Likutei Moran, when he quotes the story in the Gemara of Chaini Amagel, one of the rabbis of the Gemara, who fell asleep for 70 years. Sheomar, and when he woke up, he said, Vadai Naimi Shivin Shnin, I definitely slept for 70 years. Dahainu Shenoiflim Chas V'Sholom Mikol HaShivim Ponim LaTorah. This means that the person falls to such a low place spiritually where they disconnect from all 70 connections to the Torah, all Shivim Ponim LaTorah. Shehein Bechina Shivim Shana, which are referred to as 70 years. Kimavuer Shon Heitev, as Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on this over there in Likutei Moran. Dovra Mel says in Tehillim, Yemei Shnei Seinovim Shivim Shana, our lifetime is 70 years. Rav Nosson Zal explains because Hashem wants us during each year to make another connection to one of these Shivim Ponim LaTorah. This doesn't mean that people can't live longer than that. It means the base is 70 years. Ki ha-maisa hanal hu shaycho le-maimar posach Rabbi Shimon hanal. Because that first story in Sipuri Maisius is very much related to chapter 60 in Likutei Moran. Ki shnehem nemru bizmanem smuchem zelazeh. Because Rabbeinu Zal told both of them over close to each other. The story was told during the summertime, and that Rosh Hashanah is when Rabbeinu Zal gave this shir, Posach Rabbi Shimon, in chapter 60 in the Likutei Moran. V'chein hevinu was, and so too the students understood, Shehamaymar hanal shayach lamais hanal, that chapter in the Likutei Moran is very, very much related to that story. V'im einei seichel lecha, and if you have a brain, if you're intelligent, p'kach einecha, open your eyes, ure'e and see, v'sim libcho heitev ledivrei hamaymar hanal ulamais hanal, and study that chapter on Likutei Moran well, and study that story well, v'tire plois, you'll see incredible, incredible things, eichem kshurim zebozeh, how that story and that chapter on Likutei Moran are very, very much connected. The chapter on Likutei Moran sheds tremendous light on that story. V'yesh remozin v'hisnoitzitzus b'hamaisa hanal me'atoyra hanal. And in that story, there are all kinds of hints and connections to the chapter on Likutei Moran. Efes kotzeyu tireh im tizke v'titen lipcha heitev al zeh v'kulo iloy sireh. It's interesting that Rav Nosson Zal quotes this. We just had this in last week's parsha, when Balak wanted Bilam to curse the Jews. And Bilam tried once and failed and tried a second time, where he positioned himself where he was looking at the Jewish nation. And then at one point, Balak realized maybe looking at the whole Jewish nation is too powerful. So he took him to a place where he said, you'll only see some of them, not all of them. And let's see if you can curse them now. So the wording there is Efes kotseyu tireh, you'll see the edge of them. V'kuloi loy sireh, you won't see the whole Jewish nation. So now lahavdil, Rav Nosson Zal says here, that if you'll study that chapter on the Likutei Moran well, and you'll study the story well, Efes kotseyu tireh, you'll see a little bit, you'll understand a little bit, im tiske, if you're worthy. V'sitein libcho heitev al zeh, and put your heart into this, meaning study this deeply, put everything you can into it. V'chuloi loisireh ad la'osid im tiske. But to understand it completely, you will not, until the future when Mashiach comes, if you'll be zoche. Baruch Hashem. Good question. In Likutei Tfilos, possibly on chapter 31, where Rabbeinu Zal, Rav Nosson Zal speak about Shabbos, Rav Nosson Zal prays to have many candles on Shabbos. That's in addition to those two candles. Remember, that's pre-electricity days. They didn't have electricity. So they lit the house with candles, with lamps. Rav Nosson Zal means that the house should be well lit on Shabbos. That's definitely true. But what we call the Shabbos candles, those that are on the table, according to the Zohar HaKadosh, it's two candles. There are many people who have customs. They add a candle for each child. There are all kinds of different customs. My Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld and other people I saw also stuck to two candles according to the Zohar HaKadosh. one for Shomar, one for Zohar. All the additional lights in the house should be for the children, for the mother-in-law, for everyone. Baruch Hashem. Now we go on to Halacha Gimel, which is a larger Halacha, and then Halacha Dalet, which will be a still larger Halacha. Rav Nosson Zal is going to give us incredible insights on the topic of wine. Inyan Yayin Shenesar B'maga Akum, regarding the fact that wine becomes forbidden when a non-Jew touches it, Masha'enkein Bishum Dovor Sheboilam, which does not apply to anything else in the world. No other item that's non-kosher, no other item that if a non-Jew touches it, it becomes non-kosher. Ki ein shum davar sheyeh neser b'achilu banoa al yidei makom maga akom levan. There is nothing in Yiddishkeit, in Judaism, where the thing becomes forbidden, that you're not allowed to eat it, you're not even allowed to have benefit from it, you can't sell it to a non-Jew for profit, just because a non-Jew touched it. Al pi ha-toyra shebesimen chaf vav b'likutei tanina. This halacha is going to be based on chapter 26, in the second half of Likutei Moran, Ayin Shom, study that chapter. Mevoyer Shom, Rabbi Nizal explains over there, Shetzorich Laharchik Mishichrus, that a Jew must stay far away from getting drunk. Getting drunk is not a Jewish thing. The only exception to that rule is Purim, and then it applies to those people who, when they get drunk, they won't do anything wrong. They won't do anything bad. They won't say anything bad, chas v'shalom. But other than that, all other occasions, Shabbos, Yontif, wedding, bar mitzvah, siyum, Rabbi Nizal warned us to stay far away from getting drunk. If a person is going to drink, a little bit. We know that during Rabbi Nizal's time and during Rav Nosson Zal's time, and still today, I believe, in some shuls, when it comes to Simchas Torah, or especially in Chutz Loretz, where they have Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, 2 days. So in many shuls, especially among supposed Hasidim, on Shmini Atzeres in the afternoon, they drink, they have a suda, a party, they drink a lot, so that's supposed to lead into the Simcha of Simchas Torah. And Rav Nosson Zal spoke about it and said that's not our way at all. In terms of drinking wine, there are halachas related to that regarding women. If the husband is in town or not in town, the answer is it depends on the woman and it depends on the quantity. If it won't make them tipsy, chas v'shalom, then it's allowed, you know, with caution. Ki me'at shashtiyo toivo laharchiv daitoi. Because drinking a little bit of wine is good, it's beneficial to expand a person's consciousness, to give the person the ability to think bigger and better, especially beruchnius. Ki hadas melubosh b'chasodim. Because Rabbi Nizal explains over there, the spheros of das, chachma bina das, or keser chachma bina, are cloaked in chesed, in the sphere below them, chasodim. And when a person drinks the right amount, limited amount, then the person's consciousness is broadened and elevated. And when there's more das, there's more chesed. Rabbi Nizal brings this in several places in Likutei Moran, that ki ikar horachamim tolui bedas, that Rachmonis, kindness, is dependent on das. Because if a person doesn't have das, their kindness is evil, is achzorius. You can kill a person with kindness. You take a criminal, a murderer, and you be kind to him, you let him out, he'll kill more people. Or a drug addict, you don't control him, he'll kill himself or harm other people. Or a child, you allow a child to eat too much sweets, too much junk, or other things like that. You're going to harm the child. Aval hashoyse yoyser midai umishtakir. But a person who drinks more than the right amount and they become drunk, azai adaraba, it has the opposite effect. Mizgabrim toikev hagvurois. That arouses the midas hadin, judgment, negativity, harshness, gvura. Venase kas veroiges. And it brings on anger. We know a drunk people sometimes behave in terrible, terrible ways. And it brings out, chas shalom, the anger of Hashem. V'lefomim mizgabrim gvurois the sitra achra, chas v'shalom. And sometimes it'll activate the gvura of the sitra achra, the yuchalovoi lidei rois, chas v'shalom. And the person can end up doing terrible things. Rabbeinu Zal goes on to say over there in Likutei Moran, v'da, and you should know, shalidei shichrus shoychichin kol hamitzvois v'ha'azhorois, Shetziva Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Hashalom. By a person getting drunk, that causes them to forget all of the mitzvahs and all of the warnings that Moshe Rabbeinu gave us in the Torah. Ki Moshe hu melubosh b'chol eiver ve'eiver shel kol echad miYisrael. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, the Holy Spirit of Moshe Rabbeinu, is cloaked in every single organ of every Jew, everybody. Umazkir kol eiver veiver sheyase hamitzvah hashayach lo yaseiver. What's the purpose of this? Because it's the divine spirit of Moshe Rabbeinu that's found in every organ of our bodies that reminds that organ of which one of the 248 positive mitzvahs that organ is supposed to be specialized in. Ki remach mitzvahs keneged ramach evorim, because the 248 positive commandments in the Torah correspond to the 248 organs in the body. V'alkein nikro Moshe mechoykek. And this is why we find towards the end of Chumash Dvarim, the Torah refers to Moshe Rabbeinu as mechoykek, because he brought us the tablets, the ruchos, which are carved out. Chakika means carved out. So mechoykek is a nickname for the Torah. And we know that Moshe Rabbeinu is the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu is Bigimatria 613. And Moshe Rabbeinu is also referred to as Mechoykek, Shehi Gimatria Ramach, which equals 248, Shemazkir Ramach Mitzvos. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who reminds every organ of our body of the corresponding mitzvah that's related to it. Validei Hashichrus Shoichei Achoson. And when a person gets drunk, they forget all the mitzvahs. The Bechinas, as the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Pen yishte v'yishkach mechukok. Be careful, you might drink and forget the Torah, forget the engravement. Mechukok is a nickname for the Torah. And Rabbeinu Zal goes on to explain there, V'hislapshus Moshe be'evorim, z'biatzmoi Bechinas hislapshus hadas b'chasodim. This concept that Rabbeinu Zal expresses over there, that Moshe Rabbeinu is cloaked in all of the organs of our body, that's similar to the concept of the Das being Malubosh in Chasodim. The Sphirois of Das, Chochma Bina Das, and especially Das being Malubosh in the Sphira under it, which is Chesed. Ki Moshe Hu Hadas. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, we know, represents Das. V'ho Evorim Heim Ramach, and the number of organs in the body is 248, Bechinas Avraham Ish HaChesed. We know that the word Avraham is Bigematria 248, and Avram Avinu is the symbol, the man of Chesed, Shehu Gematria Ramach Evorin, which is the same numerical value as the number of organs in the body, Ayin Shom. Question in the chat, is there any source for putting a bit of water into the wine on Shabbos besides it being a custom? The answer is that there's a lot related to this. Number one, one of the halachos, one of the laws regarding the cup of wine that's used for kiddush or benching is that you must wash out the cup outside and inside, washing out the outer part of the cup and the inside of the cup with water. And we leave a little bit of water in the cup when we do that. A little bit of water. That's one thing. Now, I believe it's the Ben Ish Chai, and it might go back even earlier than him. The Sifrei Kabbalah, and specifically the Sfarim, have a custom. When they're making Kiddush, they prepare the Kiddush cup, and then on the table, they have a cup with a little bit of water, and either right before Kiddush or sometimes in middle of Kiddush, before they make the brach on the wine, they pour in 3 drops of water into the wine. And the reason for this is, we mentioned wine is red. Wine is gevurois. Wine is dinim, usually. Water is an inyan of chasodim, meimei hachesed. And these three droplets of water are intended to sweeten any dinim, any gevurois of the wine. I believe that that's the reason for this custom. But again, as far as I know, it's a Sephardic custom. I don't know that any Ashkenazim do this. So do women benefit from harchovas hadas of wine? The answer is, if it's being drunk, bikdusha, properly for Shabbos, for Yontif, at a simcha of kedusha, yes, yes. Question, but 1 minute. Shabbos is all about chasodim. Study your Ben Ish Chai, study the Sifrei Kabbalah to get further details on this item. Even though we say on Shabbos there are no dinim, in the Zohar Kodesh, other places, and Rav Nosson Zal speak about it in Likutei Halachos, there still are some tiny issues that need to be addressed. Question if the three drops are added in after. When I mentioned about leaving a little bit of water in the cup, that's for those who don't add water, who are not adding the three drops of water. So there is still a little bit of water in the cup. Very little. While we're on the topic, it's important to leave over, in the kois of Kiddush, to leave over a little bit of wine just on the bottom of the cup and to leave that on the table overnight, Friday night, until the next morning. If you're going to be using that cup for Kiddush the next morning, then you rinse it out and start again. But if not, it's important, it's a siman of bracha, to leave that cup of Kiddush on the table overnight, Friday night, until through Shabbos by day.
Are you allowed to drink it?
You would not drink it. The purpose is not to drink. The purpose is you're leaving over a siman bracha. Right. You're not finishing it. The blessing isn't finished. Like we say in the Zmir, it's sovanu v'hoisarnu. We were filled and we left over. We left over some. That's what it is.
Liquids that are left overnight.
We're afraid a snake might take from it and put poison into it. There is such a thing. There is definitely liquids being left overnight. But here, you're not going to be drinking it. You're leaving it over as a siman bracha. Definitely. It's definitely okay. I see someone commented that the Rosh Yeshiva of Ner Yisrael instructed the eating the water. So it seems that there are even some Ashkenazic rabbis that do this. I did not see any of my rabbis do it. If a person uses a different cup for Kiddush Shabbos morning, does it still apply? Yes, no problem. But again, to leave over that cup that was used for Kiddush Friday night, to leave that on the table with a little bit of wine in it.
Rav Nosson, and then the Shabbos morning, you leave it over to Havdalah? Or do you, the Shabbos morning is morning and to leave over?
I don't think so. A question regarding if you're making Kiddush on wine Shabbos morning, when you finish Kiddush, do you need to leave it over? It's definitely okay. I don't know if you have to the same way as Friday night. No bal tashchis at all in pouring out that. We're talking about a very, very small amount, just thin lining of the bottom of the cup. Not at all. And you're doing it for a purpose of kedusha. So definitely not bal tashchis, chas v'shalom, whatsoever. Why are all you so into wine? We're not supposed to be into wine. Paragraph Aleph. V'zeh b'chinas isur stam yenom. And this will also explain why wine stam yena means, even if we don't know that the wine was used for avodah zarah, for idol worship or anything like that, stam wine that's from a goy's possession is off limits for us because we assume that the goy has touched it. Rav Nosson Zal says now, ki yain dikdusha govoya ma'oid, because holy wine is on a very, very high level, as we've been learning throughout here. Ki hu misameach elokim vanoshim. It brings joy to Hashem and to people. K'mo yishom Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Gemara says, im anoshim misameach, elokim b'ma misameach. If wine brings joy to people, then how does it bring joy to Hashem? Mikan she'ein oimrim shira el alayayim. The Gemara says, from here we learn out that Shira's song is said over wine. Achayayin tzorich shmira gedoyla beyoyser mipigam achiza soakum. However, wine requires the greatest degree of protection, of watching over it, from being damaged by non-Jews attaching themselves to it. Kizeh yodua, because this is a known fact in Sifrei Kabbalah, Sheyisroel achidon b'yamina va'akom b'smola. That the Jewish people, our connection to Hashem, kaviochel, is associated with the right side, and the connection of the other nations, they are associated with the left side. Ki ikar achizas Yisroel hu bebechinas yamin, bebechinas chesed, shu bechinas avraham isha chesed, bebechinas ramach mitzvos asei. The main connection of the Jewish people is to that right side, which is chesed, which is Avraham Avinu, who is the first father of the Jewish nation, who is called Isha Chesed, whose name is Bigematria 248, corresponding to the 248 positive mitzvahs of the Torah. Avol me averois, haboim me hadomim horoim, hanechosim b'shisag idin, whereas from sins which are associated with the bad blood, the tamei blood, which is associated with the 365 tendons through which the blood flows, rechoikim Yisroel legamri. The Jewish nation, by nature, are very, very far from sin, from the left side, from gvuros. K'mo shekosuv Rabbeinu Zal b'mokom acher, as Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in the second half of Likutei Moran, in the beginning of chapter 7. Sheyisroel desharoshon rechoikim me'averois legamri. That the Jewish nation, based on where our roots come from, we are the furthest thing in the world from sin. Sins are something totally, totally removed from us. Avol ha'akum achizosam b'smoil. Whereas the non-Jews, their connection is to the left side. Hainu behora hanechas b'smoil. They are connected to the negativity on the left side. Shehu b'chinas hadam shebechol hasmoil shebelev. Such as the blood that's found in the left ventricle of the heart, which is the place of the satan, the yetzahara, evil thoughts. Shemishom achizas hora. That's where all evil and negativity comes from. Shehu bechinas hora hanechas bahadomim shebishisagidim. Such as the evil, the negativity that's associated with the blood that flows through the 365 tendons. Shemishom nimshochim kol ha'averois shel kol ha'ivrim al ha'shisa loisas echashon. And that's the source and the cause of all the sins of those who violate any of the 365 negative commandments. Umishom ikar achizas ha'akum. And it's from there that the non-Jews draw. That's their connection. Kihein mi sitra de Esav hu Edom. Because they are all rooted in and associated with Esav, who is red. Shehu admoini al shem toikev hadamim horoim shel hashisag idin. The fact that Esav is called red in the Torah because he's associated with the bad blood that flows through those 365 tendons, shemishom achizosoi, that's his connection, umishom achizas kol ha'akum aklulimboi, and that's where all the non-Jews that are included in Esav, that's their connection. V'alkein Yisroel be'emes heim rechoikim legamri me'ovan kanal. And that's why Rabbeinu Zal says over there in the Likutei Moran that the Jewish people are the furthest thing in the world away from sin. Sin is the exact opposite of us. Ach, but one second, but we know that Jews do commit sins. How is that possible? Ach kol ha'avoinos shel Yisroel chas v'shalom nimshach rak me'achizas ha'akum. All the sins that Jews commit are all due to the connection, the attachment of the non-Jews. Meaning, bebechinas, as it says in Tehillim, vayisorvu bagoyim vayilmedu mimaseim. When we mix with the non-Jews, when we're in exile, when we're living among the goyim, we learn from their ways. It's not our way. That's not our way. Bilam said, hein om levodod yishkoin uvagoyim lo yischashav. The Jewish nation is a nation that stands alone. We are not included. We're not counted as part of the other nations. We're something totally apart. And when we find ourselves mingling with them, chas v'shalom, then there's assimilation, and then it's possible for us to learn from their bad ways, chas v'shalom. כי ישראל אחוזים בימין, בבחינת רמח מצס עשה, שום בחינת ימין. Because the Jewish nation is attached to the right side, which is the 248 positive mitzvahs, which are the right. Ki Moshe shehu hadas melubosh etzlam b'chol eiver v'eiver. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, who represents das, he is cloaked in every single one of those 248 organs. Remember, Moshe, a nickname for Moshe Rabbeinu in the Torah is Mechoikek. Mechoikek is 248. Umazkir kol eiver hamitzvah shaychelov. And Moshe Rabbeinu, that das that's found in every organ of our body, reminds that organ of the body of the mitzvah that's related to it. Umishom ikar chiyus Yisrael. And that's where we, the Jewish people, draw our life, our energy. Ki ikar hachiyus sumiadas. Because the main life of a person comes from das. Bebechinas hachochma techaye baleo. Wisdom, knowledge, intellect is what gives a person life. When is a person called alive? When they have chachma bina das, when they have seichel of kedusha, when they have recognition of Hashem. Person who doesn't have that is not called living. They exist like a bird, like a tree exists, like a rock exists. But the term life, chayim, the word chayim is bigematria chacham. Hachachma techaye ba'aleho. Umayaveirois heim rechoikim legamri. And Jewish people by nature are far, far from sin. Ki ein ze chelkom klal. That's not our lot. That's not our place whatsoever. Vahyoroi she Yisrael yasu mitzvois tomid vol yasa veris klal. And therefore, it would be normal, it would be the right thing for Jews to be constantly and always doing mitzvahs and not committing any sins. Ach af al pi she moishe melubash b'chol eiver. Umazkir umazir es kol eiver ha-mitzvah shaychalav. However, even though Moshe Rabbeinu is cloaked in every organ and is reminding and warning every part of our body to do the mitzvah, af al pi kein bevadai adayin tzorich lahashir koyach ha-bechir al adam. Despite that, Hashem has to still leave the option available that there's choice. You can choose to do mitzvah or chas v'shalom the opposite. Ki ikar habriya hoisa b'shvil shiel adam b'chira. Because the main purpose of the entire creation was so that man should have a choice. Hainu kisha adam roitze lohitze mikoyach alapoyel asaseiz a mitzvah oy dover shebitusha. Meaning, for example, when a person wants to take something from potential into action, from thought into action. A person wants to perform a mitzvah or any dover shebigdusha, kemoshe mazher moshe b'choleis, like Moshe Rabbeinu is sending messages to the person all the time, do your mitzvah, do your mitzvah. Azai tekev kishiroitze la'asis ha-mitzvah, ulohitze mikoyach la'poyal, azai misoirin ha-meniyas, v'ha-hizgarus, the moment Moshe Rabbeinu starts sending messages to that organ to do your mitzvah, at that same moment, the forces of evil, the obstacles, and the sitrachra, which come from the negativity in the blood that's flowing through the 365 tendons, which is where the goyim are attached, ki efshar lasos shum dover. Ulahoitzi mikoyach alapoyal kim al yidei machshava dibur umaisa. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to go into a whole beautiful explanation of how anything is accomplished in this world. What's the methodology for accomplishing anything? And he's going to explain each step of the way and where the Sitra Achra comes in. And Yitzhashem, maybe we'll hold it over here because this is opening anew. He's going to give a beautiful, clear explanation regarding Machshava Dibur Maisa, how it works, where the Sitra Achra is involved, and how we can accomplish things. And Yitzhashem will take this up in the next year. Any questions, please? A question that's raised, isn't it true that men are associated with the right side and women associated with the left side? Are Jewish women closer to non-Jews than Jewish men? I don't know whether we can say that, But there's no question that it's true that the man represents chesed, the woman represents gevura. That's one of the reasons why the snake approached Chava. He didn't approach Adam, because he knew that Chava was closer to the Nachash and more vulnerable. That's why the Torah says, Kol kvoido bas melech penima, that a woman has to be guarded, just like we're talking here about guarding the wine. Watch over that wine. Because we learned earlier, wine is malchus, and malchus is the lowest sphere on the totem pole. It's the closest one to the sitrachra. So too, the woman is malchus. And the woman, ragleho yordois moves, it says, her feet go down to death. Her feet refers to the woman. The Gemara says a person should sell everything they own to buy a good pair of shoes. And the Gemara says a person should sell everything they own and marry a Bas Talmud Chacham. So the wife is a good pair of shoes. And the shoes are what make contact with the ground, with the floor. And therefore they are vulnerable. And that's why the Torah says, Kol Kvoido Bas Melech Penima. That's why as much as it's important for a man to stay inside, not to go out, not to be too outgoing, to mix with the world. We see here, we mix with the non-Jews, we learn from them. So a Jew in general is supposed to be reserved. Stay in the Beis Medrash, in the house, in the shul, whenever you can, whenever you can. There are times that a person has to go out. When they go out, they require shmirah. That's why we have the mezuzah on the door. A person leaves their house, you put your hand on the mezuzah, you kiss the mezuzah for protection. I'm going out into the field. Hashem should protect me. And women, even more so, require this shmirah. And that's why, again, the woman, whenever possible, stay indoors, stay protected, covered. Covered physically, covered, protected, because of this vulnerability. Any other questions? Ashreinu. Ashreinu that we're learning these holy words. I forgot something very important. Today is the yard site of the Oyer HaChaim HaKadosh, Rabbi Chaim, Reb Moshe, Rabbi Chaim Ben Attar, who wrote one of the most famous commentaries on the Chumash, on the five Chumashim, and who lived during the time of the Baal Shem Tov. And it was known that the Oyer HaChaim HaKadosh and the Baal Shem Tov were like the sun and the moon, the two lanterns of the world. And if they could get together, they could bring Moshiach. And this is one of the reasons why the Baal Shem Tov wanted desperately to get to Eretz Yisrael when the Or HaChaim HaKadosh was there, so that they could meet. Unfortunately, we weren't Zeicher, they didn't. But the Or HaChaim HaKadosh is buried on Har HaZeisim, lower part of Har HaZeisim. Thousands of Yidden go there on the Yahrzeit site today. He should be a Melech Tzoyv for all of us. Chusay Yogan Aleinu Al Kol Yisrael. We should be Zeicher to light, and we should be Zeicher to life, and to the Geula Shleima.